Hi everyone, it's Rachel.
And Megan.
And you're listening to The Daily Dish from our offices in Bravo HQ in 30 Rock. Megan. We're still in reunion madness.
Right. We've downgraded from reunion palooza. To reunion madness. Because we're done with Vanderpump Rules.
Right. We went from like orange to yellow.
Right. But I think still have Beverly Hills and Atlanta reunions to talk about.
Yes, we do.
So let's do that. Beverly Hills, like, that's it. It's over. Finale done.
I'm really sad. This season was so good.
So back to the reunion.
Yes.
What'd you think?
Well, I love that we just started right back from this bunny moment.
Right.
But I love that it continued between Kim and Lisa when Lisa was like,
you know what, Kim, you just want to be on a show and I'm your meal ticket.
And that was like, even Andy was like,
yes,
well, I mean, she's been on the show for a long time.
Yeah. It's crazy how that's kind of a recurring theme, is that, like, at reunions, people bring up their status of the show. Like, I feel like Nene's done that for Atlanta. Vicky recently did it for OC. She's like, this is my show.
Right. This is my show. Vicky Gumbelson. Never, ever changed. So I thought that was crazy. And I love that Kyle was like, that just made you sound stupid.
Oh, my God. That pissed her off so much.
So much. And I loved when she was like, I'm sick of apologizing for my sister. Because I could imagine there's this completely other person who is their own person, and then you're constantly getting blamed for their behavior.
Yeah.
I would not enjoy.
So, you know, the reunion, they're sitting on those couches all day long, and they get up for breaks, and you know that when a guest has come in, like Kim and Eden, that when they leave, you're going to get your, like, 10-minute break or whatever. So, you know how when you're sitting in a meeting and you're like, oh, my God, it's over, and then someone's like, I have a question, and you're like, no.
We were done.
That's what it felt like the energy when Kim was about to leave, and Eileen's like, I have one thing, Andy.
You're just like, no, we were almost through it. We almost finished this.
She's like, Kim, you have this thing where you make fun of me for being a soap actress.
I lived for this. Because I love that Kim wasn't backing down. She was like, I mean, there's a difference between soap acting and movie acting. And you know in her head she was saying, what I do and what you do.
Right.
I was just like, mrah.
And Eileen was really offended by that.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
But isn't there a difference?
I mean, it's a different... It's a different medium. So
right.
It's a different media. So there is a difference.
Right.
But to say, I think not only is it offensive, because the implication is you're not as good of an actor.
Right.
So.
Which I'm not, that's not true.
No.
But, you know.
But it is a different thing. But the whole thing is that she's using it to say, that's why you act so dramatic in your regular life. And when Eileen was in the office, she even said, we asked her about the how dare you moment, because of course we did.
This?
Yeah.
How dare you?
And she said, that is not from a soap opera. That was nothing to do with my soap opera-ness. So, like,
yeah, she said she got it from Vinny.
From
like,
Vinny.
Vinny always does it in arguments.
Right.
How dare you?
How dare you? So that nothing to do with
yeah.
her soap opera.
But then, man, she shut it down. She's like, bye-bye, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's real life.
Okay. Done. Bye-bye. Rude.
Lisa Rinna did that a couple times,
too. Yeah, she did
too.
That to Dorit, too.
Thanks so much, Dorit. Bye-bye.
Bye, Kim. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Kim.
Bye-bye. Maybe they went into the reunion and were like,
that's going to be our thing.
That's going to be our thing. We'll just tell people bye-bye.
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 Yeah.
It was so good.
I can't wait to use that in my real life.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Wait for it in about 12 minutes.
Okay, so at the end, they cheersed with the smoothies.
Yes.
Fun fact. At the reunion, they're backstage, this production person was running around asking people that knew the ladies, are they allergic to anything? We're making smoothies. We have to make smoothies for the end toast. And I thought that was so funny.
Well, I'm so glad they did that. You never know.
You never know. That would have been a terrible way to end the reunion.
Oh, my God. Could
like
you imagine?
Like a nut allergy.
Yeah. Oh, no. I also loved that at every moment Lisa Rinna would make the Xanax joke.
Yeah.
It's like you're so upset, and then you, anytime you're able to make a joke about it, you do.
I was happy that Andy and Erica both called out the, so what? Like, that is not the craziest thing for a...
Even if she did.
Yes.
It reminded me of the New Jersey reunion when everyone was throwing out being a stripper and, like, all the stuff, and Joe was like...
What's the problem with a stripper?
And then it came out that, of course, Joe was the only stripper that's been on the New Jersey cast.
Speaking of strippers, I actually heard that you were a dancer of the Chippendale.
Absolutely.
You were? Look at me. Yes, I was.
Yeah.
But that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. Fair.
But yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye, Beth Hills.
I wanted to ask you, do you think Dorit will come back?
I hope so.
I do too, because I think that she really held her own at this reunion.
Right. I know that fans are sort of divided over her, but I think that sometimes is the mark of, like, a good housewife.
I agree. If you're polarizing, you're doing your job.
And she really turns out the outfits.
I know. I was watching this part of the reunion, and I just was like, Dorit looks so good.
All season.
Yeah. I loved this outfit.
Yeah.
Moving on, as Andy would say.
Right.
To the Atlanta reunion.
So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, make sure you do, because Sheree talked even more in depth about the crazy abuse from Bob and just how it was such like an emotional release. It was a really good interview.
Yes.
And while I want to talk about this episode, I feel like we need to kind of save our energy for next week. Because as the next on says, we're going to see who said to Portia that Candy drugged her.
Yes. Somebody in the room. Like, I thought that it was, like, a mutual friend, maybe somebody on Twitter from the Twitterverse, you know? But no, the fact that it's somebody there is insane to me.
Right.
I mean, no wonder everyone's freaking out.
And we know who it is.
We know who it is. Because our fellow producer, Andrew, was there. And when this all went down, he immediately at the moment emailed all of us. And then I didn't get it right away. And then he texted me being like, did you get my email? Because you need to read your email right now because it's insane.
It is insane.
Like, that's how insane it is.
It's going to shake up the dynamic of the entire group.
The entire group. Fandom, I think, is no one's going to know what they feel anymore about anyone.
Yeah. And I know, it sounds like we're overselling it.
But we're not. No, we're not at all. So it's going to be crazy. But just one more thing before we leave Atlanta. So Andrew, who was at the reunion, got all this amazing behind-the-scenes footage of the ladies from, like, them talking about their looks to how they're feeling that day. But apparently, Portia brought something special to the reunion. I'm going to let her talk about it right now. Megan hasn't seen this, and I feel like it's a disservice, so I'm super excited to have her watch it.
This is setting the energy in my space right now before I go out there. This is a pink stone that has been blessed, and it's just bringing positivity and love. Yeah. So I'm the love princess for today. Normally, you know, I'd have the yoni and it's in me, but this one is out today because this one is blessing the atmosphere. I might even bring it out on stage.
You should. I think you should just wear it.
Yes. Well, it can't go with my outfit, but I definitely think I should just be
keep
able to
it on the
there.
Side.
Yeah, don't you think, Stephanie? I should just be able to just bring this out there. Talk to the stone and be blessed.
Oh, my. I love that Andrew, like, you can hear him reacting to the yoni egg comment. We're like, oh.
Yoni eggs. I thought we were done with those. Oh, God. Thank you, Portia. I hope she brought that out. I hope that's sitting behind her on the couch and under
maybe
the pillow.
Maybe she brings it out like the bunny.
Maybe. Maybe that's her bunny.
Eden had crystals with her backstage, too.
Well, you know, our producer, Grace, loves crystals and gave us both crystals for Christmas.
Wait, are you into crystals?
It's like, it was ironic, and then I had this quartz on my desk, and, like, my life was immediately better.
Oh, my God. If that doesn't make you want to run out to a crystal store.
Right. Put one up like a yoni egg.
No, I don't think you should do that, listeners.
Oh, Portia. Yet another item to sell on our Etsy site.
Yes.
Yoni eggs. by Rachel and Megan. Moving on. Or, what else does he say? He says, moving on. He says, I've had enough of this. Like, he says things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what does he say?
Hold that thought.
He says that, too.
Well, what's crazy, I think we've talked about this before, but Andy says all these things at the top. He just goes through, like, a list of them that they're, right. like, used throughout the show. And watching him do this, because he's such a professional, but it just is crazy to be like, moving on. Hold on.
I want to move from on.
Yeah. I want to move on. What was that? Like, yeah. It's like in a row. It's amazing to watch. I want, like, footage of just that.
Oh, my God. That actually is a good idea.
Right? Okay. We're on the case. Don't worry, guys. Next reunion, we'll get it.
Rachel, your hair looks so good today.
Thanks. You know, I checked poncho this morning, so I was prepared for the rain.
What's a poncho?
Not what. Who? He's a super cute cat who tells you the weather. You just have to message him on Facebook Messenger.
Wait, message him?
Yeah, he's a chat bot. You can chat with him like a real person or a cat.
Oh, I like that because I talk to my cats, but they don't talk back.
That's probably a good thing. But this cat gives you the forecast twice a day, and he tells these hilarious jokes. You can even message him OMG Roni to talk about the latest episodes of The Real Housewives of New York City. So he's a cat that likes housewives. Does it get better?
My cats also like housewives, to be clear. Okay, so I'm checking it out right now. Look, it looks like he has some kind of game. What's your Real Housewives tagline?
You just take this quiz and share your result, and you'll be entered to win cute swag from Bravo and sunglasses from Poncho. And you'll finally have your own tagline.
Finally. Okay, so I just go to messenger.com and search for Hi Poncho and can start chatting with him today?
Yeah.
Okay, so after last week's Real Housewives of New York, which the episode was amazing, I thought this week might disappoint me. But it didn't.
No. Right off the bat, it was like, oh no, right, this is what we're watching.
Okay, Dorinda coming in hot.
I've never seen anyone come in that hot before.
And sober.
And sober. Just Diet Coke or Coca-Cola or whatever she
yeah,
was drinking.
Yeah, full-fat Coke. She was hopped up.
It was like, Carol said this to her, and it was, or Luann said this to her, and it was so correct in that her message is right. She's every right to be mad. But the way that she did it was just like, so intense that her message got lost in the delivery.
Also, I feel like if they had been in any other situation, Sonia would have been fighting back. But she was so humiliated.
Yes, because it was at a dinner party.
She's screaming in front of people that are not housewives about how she, like, needs to put an easy pass on that vagina.
Right. And put an easy pass on that vagina with your Holland Tunnel. Turnstile and ticket to get into your townhouse. Shut your mouth.
Oh, my God.
She just was not letting up. It was like, no matter what Sonia said, she was just going in and was so unapologetic about it.
And I just like how Tinsley was like, well, actually, no. But she didn't
She was sad about it. And no. Like, can we talk about Bethany just like rear windowing it?
No.
It was amazing. She was all of us. Like, Bethany was us in that moment.
But unlike us, didn't go inside. Because I was really waiting for her to be like, I think I need to be a part of this.
I thought for sure she would go inside.
Yeah.
But it was like, no, I don't want any part of it.
I would.
But I think there was quite the bombshell this episode.
Bombshell or Bushnell?
Right, Grace? That's pretty good, guys. You gotta admit. I'm doing it. If anyone doesn't know, the Lydia.
Do you remember Lydia?
I know
exactly what you're talking about. That's not why I'm giving you this look.
That's what that pun requires after it. A Lydia McLaughlin. I literally stood up at my desk and looked to my friend Emily and was like, oh my God, first of all, Candace Bushnell is in this episode. So I was like freaking out. And that she's Luann's friend, which I want to know everything about. Two, that's who Dorinda says,
I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
Two. Not inadvertently two, but still, that's who she's talking to at the time.
Well, right, because at first I was like, oh my God, she's yelling at this. What did Candace do? And then I realized, no, she's like just relaying the story to her.
Right.
Like
how she felt to Sonia, about Sonia. But I just was like, I hope Candace writes a book about this. So that was insane. And then, of course, next week, it's the election.
I don't know. Is it weird that I'm like holding my breath for Carol? I don't know how she's going to react. It's already happened, but.
In the next dawn, I was a little, we'll say, disappointed in Bethany when she was like, how you doing over there, Radziwell?
Like, not like, being a very sweet.
Right. And when your friend's upset, it doesn't matter what line of the aisle you fall on.
Right. Also, I hope Ramona ended up voting.
I know. That's the real mystery of this episode. Did Ramona vote? We talked to Carol last week.
Right.
About this very subject.
And some others. We talked about the kitties.
We did talk about the
shacking
kitties.
Shacking up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and whether she'd run for president.
Because reality stars can. I don't know if you guys were aware.
Hi, guys. It's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And we are here with Carol Radziwill from The Real Housewives of New York.
Hi. Carol Radziwill from The Real Housewives of New York.
You're back.
I'm back. Yes, 5 years.
Right. This is a crazy group of women that you've gotten yourself into.
Some are certainly. I think they're all sort of interesting in their own way. They're definitely women who have strong opinions and even on things that they know nothing about. But that's what makes for such a good television and dynamic friendships.
Yeah.
Right. Going back to the beginning, did you watch the show before you went on? Were you prepared for all the drama? Did you expect it?
No, I never watched the show before I went on. Well, I didn't know. I knew kind of about the show, but I never watched it. And then when I was deciding whether to do it or not, then I watched this whatever season that was, like 3 or 4. And I didn't watch the whole season. I just watched a little bit of it, and I kind of got the gist of it.
Right.
I thought, okay. Maybe they're looking for a different type of person.
Right.
Because that's what I thought. And then, you know, it wasn't like I was deciding to have a child or get married or do something that was really going to, like, blow up my life. It was just, like, it's this cool kind of interesting pop culture phenomenon. And I thought, okay, I'll try it. Like, I'll do it. I'd spent 15 years of my career behind the camera, and that was a little bit of an adjustment. But you know, I never thought, I think in the first or second season, I would be on it for 5 years, but now I have a better understanding of what it actually is, and what you can actually do with it. You know, you don't have to be on it and yelling and drinking all the time, actually.
Right, you're so calm and collected.
Yeah, I thought early on, oh, I think there's a spot for someone who's not drinking all the time and yelling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm gonna take that.
I'm going to go that
like,
way.
I remember thinking, no one else seems to notice that that's missing. So I'm going to keep quiet about it and just assume that position. I guess anyone could have, but ultimately, honestly, it has to be in you, you know, like, I don't think it's in me to get so worked up about some of the issues that some of the other cast get worked up about. Like, I try, but it's like, do I care if I'm not invited to a party? Absolutely not.
At reunions, Andy, you know, after all the drama, he'll always ask, if there's another season, will you come back? Is there ever been a season where you were like, I really don't know?
Not really. I mean, honestly, I always kind of don't know because I'm thinking, let's see what happens, where my life is taking me in the off period here. Right. So like, you know, I sort of make that decision, you know, when I have to make it 6 months down the line. But not really. I never thought I can never do this show again, because the first season I thought I always planned to do it at least, you know, 2 seasons, right? Because the first season is just, you know,
an introduction.
Right. You're like, oh, okay, this is in the second season. The second season I think was hard for me because I think I that was the season where I had a big drama with one of the other cast members. And it was very dark, and some things were said that were really very nasty. And I just, it was a little eye-opening, and I thought, oh, wow, this, I realized at that moment you could pretty much say anything you wanted on the show, because, you know, the show's not searching for the truth, let's be honest, it's searching for the drama. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the truth is like a collateral damage, you know, whatever they're going after. And so that was a particularly hard season. But even after that season, I thought, now I have to come back for another season because I don't want it to end so like dark. So I'm glad that I decided to do that. And then, you know, now it's for me, it's just like another way to tell a story.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's how it feels.
You have been on for, is it 4 seasons now?
Yeah, this will be five.
So what is it like being a rookie compared to now? What has changed?
Oh, well, now I just have a better... Well, first of all, when I first came on the show, there were 7 of us, and I didn't know a single person.
So right, that must be
overwhelming. It was so hard. And on top of not knowing anyone and not really being friendly with anyone, you know, you had to learn how to be on camera, which was, I found myself going behind the cameras a lot and like into the video village and like, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, get out there. And then it became easier as I really got to know everyone. Because then it just was like, then I could really be myself and I could say, you know, this pisses me off or that doesn't, or you said this, which I don't like. And, you know, and I felt like once I got to really know everyone, it got easier. And this year, you know, I was the easiest. I mean, this year it's been 5 years, so I kind of know everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know how they react, and I know who I like, and I know who people are. So, you know, I don't sit in judgment of any of them. I just, you know, I don't have expectations that are not within the realm of reality.
Right.
You know, like I'm like, oh, I know who Luann is. I know what our friendship is. So I'm not going to try to make it something it's not. I'm not going to get so deep with her because she's just not that person. She's like light and bright. How are you? You know, she's not going to ask you a lot of questions about your life. And, you know, that's not necessarily the kind of people I'm attracted to. You know, I want to get a little deeper. But, you know, but now I'm sort of laid back and like, okay. You know, now I know who everyone is and I know how to, you know, it's just easier for me.
Of course we want to ask about Adam. Are you guys still shacking up?
Yeah. Are we still? Yes. We're shacking up in the beginning of the season, aren't we?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Adam gave up his apartment and we are shacking up. We're not living together. I know a lot of people and a lot of the women are like, I don't understand. You're living together. Why are you saying that? It doesn't sound, you know... like, yeah. And I said, no, it's actually, I'm very particular with words and it's actually extremely accurate to what our situation is. And I think when you're living, you move in together, you live together, you're like building this like, you know, home together. And that wasn't what was happening. We were shacking up. I think it's a little sexier too to be shacking up and to be living together. Until he found another apartment, and he was looking. You know, he's a private chef. He needs a big kitchen. He needs stuff that I just don't have. And you know, my apartment I love. It's a little jewel box. But, you know, it's my things. There's not really room for another person in
it. It almost is like meant to be that you didn't end up getting rid of your kitchen because then you met Adam.
No, I was so close to like taking the stove out, disconnecting the gas. I thought it was so genius. What a great idea! Who needs an oven?
Yeah, I don't cook at all. I'm a seamless girl. So.
Right. And yes, I didn't, and thank God.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he used the oven more, you know, in the past year than I've used in the past 10 years. And it's also, you know, good for resale, so.
We see you in the next one and some of the super teas, obviously talking about politics.
Yes. What else is there to talk about?
Right, especially in the fall. So how do you deal with your friends that just don't want to talk about politics or have different opinions? And it's, I think, a problem for a lot of people right now. So,
you know, I don't I don't deal with them well. So I'm not going to say that I, you know how to navigate and stuff. Certainly on the show, you'll see that the other women weren't really interested in talking about politics, whether that was a function of we were on television, they didn't want to be so public, or whether they just weren't interested, which is fine, too. You know, half our country didn't even vote. So I get that there's a huge portion of the population that just can't get interested. And that's unfortunate because I think we see the results of that. But I really came from a place of just information. I was a journalist for a long time. I covered political campaigns. I just saw so much misinformation and propaganda out there and like crazy things that people were on social media retweeting and saying as though they were accurate. And so my big push was like, get the facts here. Go to this. It's not fake news. There is certainly fake news. Go to Politico.com, watch C-SPAN. Like now, literally, I can only watch C-SPAN because I can't have anyone filtering my information anymore because it's too much information and there's too many opinions. And, when I was a journalist, you would never tell, we were not allowed to talk about our political opinions. The fact that I'm talking about it on TV nationally, publicly is a big departure. Like for 15 years, I never could go to a rally or donate to a political campaign or volunteer for a political campaign. So I just think it's hard to have political conversations. It is true. It's hard to talk about politics and religion. And I just try to have an open mind.
So I have to ask, how are the kittens?
Oh my God. The kittens are amazing.
So you kept them both?
I kept them both.
I had a feeling that would happen.
Oh, I have three. I get it.
You do.
I can't stop.
Endlessly fascinating. I just can sit there. Now you understand why they have like that cat lady thing. Because you can, if you have cats, you can stay home all the time because they're so funny.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why there's a lot of cat gifs on the internet. Because they're just really funny.
Yeah.
And to have two and they hunt each other all day. They wrestle. They argue. These two kittens love each other. And aww, my dog loves them too. Aww. It's literally like Animal Planet in my apartment every single day.
What are their names?
Well, Baby is Original Baby. And then one kitty's Baby Blue and then the other kitty's Baby Belle.
Aww,
so they're all babies.
So
but
cute.
And then there's Original Baby.
Yeah. OG.
Yeah. Yeah.
OB, rather.
Yeah. Well, she's OG, too.
So since reality stars can now run for office, are you going to?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's so funny because I always thought I'm the president of my board in my building.
Right.
So
election.
I've actually been elected to the same. I was actually elected to the board before Donald Trump ran. So I have that one thing over on him. And I always thought, like, because I'm doing this show, like, I used to even joke to my friends, well, there goes, any idea I would ever have of running for, public office. But now I can thank Donald Trump for opening up a whole new area, a whole new potential career for me later on in my life. Not only Donald Trump is really a reality star turned president, but there's several members, or at least one member of his cabinet, who's also a reality star. Mm-hmm. Rick Perry was on Dancing with the Stars. So who knew? I can now even do Dancing with the Stars. I can be a housewife, and I can still be, Manhattan Borough president. Like, I'm running for president of Manhattan. Yes.
Carol did look amazing. She had this, like, tight leather dress on.
Yeah, you didn't get to see that. She looked really good. Oh, and her hair was shorter.
Yes.
It was very, like, it was Bethany's length.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or maybe a little longer.
It was longer than Bethany's. But still, not the Carol as we see her in this season.
Right.
But that's not the only housewife we talked to last week. We also talked to Luann D'Agostino.
We asked her why she came back this season, because let's admit it, last season was pretty rough on her.
Mm-hmm.
And we give her a Sophie Stanberry's choice on who she's going to invite to her wedding, Sonia or Ramona. She has to pick one.
Yeah. And we're here with Luann D'Agostino now.
Yes, that's right. Mrs. D'Agostino.
Yes.
And you guys are going to be so jealous. We are having eggs with the Countess.
Eggs en français.
Yes. So the new season's here. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy you're back. But I was thinking to myself, was that like a difficult decision to come back?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I said to Tom, I said, you know, if I go back, those girls are probably still going to talk about us because it seems to be their favorite subject. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, am I going to go back for another season? And I thought, why not? Because I'm getting married.
So excited.
So I wanted people to see that, you know, that Tom and I are going to make it all the way. And we did.
What was Tom's reaction? Was he wanting you to go back or not?
Very supportive.
Oh, good.
Tom's very supportive of what I decided to do.
Mm-hmm. And how much will we see him this season?
You're going to see him a bit. He films with me. He is going to walk down the aisle with me. So, you know, we hang out in, you know, in New York and we have a great life together. We travel a lot and, he's a very busy businessman and, you know, and I'm busy doing my thing. So, you know, you're going to see him a bit on the show this season. Mm-hmm.
So going to the wedding,
mm-hmm.
I actually had a question about this first episode because we see Sonia saying that she's in Phuket and that's why she didn't go to the wedding. So I wanted to clarify with you, was she invited?
Well, it started out that I wanted Sonia to come and then she kept on talking about Tom in negative ways. And then I thought to me, and Ramona too. So I was like, you know what? I don't want any drama. This is my wedding. It's my big day. And I just wanted to have people that love and support us together as a couple. So so I decided just to have Dorinda, mm-hmm. who was introduced Tom and I, and she's one of my bridesmaids. And so it worked out great.
So obviously Tom likes Dorinda. But yes. Which of the housewives does he like the least?
Oh, boy. I can't answer that, my love.
Some people have a Sophie's Choice. We have a Sophie Stanberry's Choice.
It's Sophie Stanberry here. Get the tunes on because I'm ready to dance, bitch.
If you had to choose Ramona or Sonia to attend your wedding, who would it have been?
Am I going to answer that one too? I can't. They'll shoot me before the end of... Before the end of the day.
Were there lingering hurt feelings over lack of invites, or did people get it, you think?
I think people got it.
Yeah.
I don't think they were surprised, let's put it that way.
Right.
Ramona said she was hurt. She was so hurt.
What you're not seeing is she's classmates.
And then she said that people are taking bets on whether or not we're going to get married. So I was like.
And cheers to you not falling on your face. Yes. Like, what?
Right. Yeah, Ramona? Yeah, right. Exactly. So now you know why I didn't invite them to the wedding.
Right.
Why do you think she's so interested in your and Tom's relationship? Do you think it's truly, sincerely out of concern for you?
No.
No. But what do you think it is?
I think, you know, she wants to see me fall on my face, kind of.
Right.
You know? Unfortunately, I think she gets used to the idea as the season goes on. And because she does like Tom and she does like me somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So you'll see her get past him.
That's good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, they're all happy for me.
Oh, but good. But
it takes a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about what we can expect this season.
Well, you can expect that you'll see my daughter, Victoria. Mm. My kids are involved in the wedding. Victoria is my flower girl.
Aww.
And my son is the ring bearer. So so you see the kids and you'll see Tom and I get married. We actually make it down the aisle. And, you know, I didn't want to have anybody trip me walking down the aisle. So that's why I kept it to a very minimal housewife attendance. But I did have a lot of other housewives there. I had, you know, Jill Zarin was there and Kelly was there, Kelly Ben Simone and Mary Soul Patton from Miami. It was kind of the ex-housewives wedding. And so you'll see the wedding, you'll see us traveling to Mexico. You know, I happen to have a lot of fun this season on the show. So I think you're going to see the women's attitudes towards me change as well. So refreshingly to say, because, you know, I can walk into a room now with Tom and not feel like they're going to attack him.
Mm.
So there's a lot of good stuff.
So maybe you're almost like out of the drama this season.
Well, I'm always in the drama. Yeah. I'm always in the drama, but it's going to change.
How much will we see of the wedding?
I wanted it to be very personal, very much private. You know, Tom is not a public person, so I had to respect him and his family and you know, and my own wishes, which was to make this a very private, personal, magical evening. So I just didn't envision having cameras there, and it didn't feel natural to me. So I'm going to share some of the footage that I have from the wedding with Bravo. So at least, you know, I know it's going to be beautiful.
All right, so this is our second week to be once a week.
But not our last.
No.
Because this is the way it is now.
We've been getting some good feedback from people who are like, oh, you talked about this, I liked it, you didn't talk about this. We got some shade for not knowing what lean is. Sorry, we live in New York.
Yeah, I haven't bought a car. I don't have one.
Sue us.
Sue me. Please don't, though. No. Don't sue us at all, ever. Please. We're going to have to hire Phaedra, or at least someone that Phaedra knows.
Someone Phaedra recommends.
Right.
It'd be a whole thing.
She'll do math for us.
Yeah. But so anyway, keep it coming. Tell us what you want us to be watching, what you want to talk about. We are at Bravo TV, and use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
And listen, like, and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss.